Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Jimmy, if you don't play some Weird Al Yankovic today, I'm going to be very angry. Weird Al Yankovic is celebrating his 66th birthday today. And I've waited for 2 hours to hear a damn Weird Al song, and I have yet to hear one.
Isn't it Yankovic?
No.
I think it is.
You enjoyed him?
Weird Al?
Yeah.
So, I did, back in the 80s, because it was so, again, I go back to like stuff that was funny in the 80s isn't funny today, because there's just more funniness, and it's like, you ever watch, like, I watch these old Johnny Carson reruns, and it's like a comedian would come out, and, I mean, just awful, unfunny stuff, and the crowd would go crazy. There was no one doing what Weird Al did. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, like, but now, like, you can find, if you like a song, you can find a remix, a mashup, a version. Like, all you have to do is go to YouTube. You'll find something different about that song. And so Weird Al, for me, yeah, I liked it. You know, I was a music guy.
Yes.
So I was like, oh, what is his take on Madonna's Like a Virgin? Like a Surgeon. That's funny.
Yeah. I would say, because I asked because I recently showed my son Tom Green,
mm-hmm.
and he was looking at me like I had three heads. He was like, why are you laughing?
Tom Green doesn't work anymore.
I'm watching it. I think it's nostalgic laugh.
Right.
You know, this is the Tom Green show. It's not the Green Tom show. Like, and I'm still laughing because I laughed in the past, but now I'm watching it.
But that back in the day, Tom Green was doing something no one was doing. You know what I mean? Like, just being sarcastic and an idiot, and I don't know.
Like Borat is a nastier Tom Green, but Borat's funny.
Correct, but
I'm
not
certain. A lot of people don't like Borat.
I'm not certain Borat translates to 2025 because there's so many people who do on the street interviews and gotcha stuff. Like, so Weird Al for me, like, I lost interest. There are people who still go to see him. Like, he plays pavilions. Like, he sells out 15,000 seat pavilions.
That's crazy.
I stopped in the 80s. Like, I don't even know Amish Paradise, and everyone loves Weird Al Yankovic Amish Paradise. I think it's his biggest hit.
That's the only time I've ever heard of Weird Al Yankovic.
Or Weird Al.
Amish Paradise. It's the only song
I think
know
it might be his biggest hit. It was a big MTV video as well, but that was like beyond my
White and Nerdy. Was that him?
Oh, yeah, White and Nerdy. Yeah. I like the 80s stuff, though. My Bologna instead of My Sharona. You have My Bologna back there?
No, we do not.
What do you have there from Weird Al Yankovic? This is how we're breaking down the gambling story.
We have Eat It.
That's all we have?
That's all we have.
We don't have Fat?
No, we don't have Fat.
I don't know none of these songs.
Yeah, he did Michael Jackson Bad, was Fat. Remember the video? He was in the fat suit. They're in the train station, just like the Bad video. You know, you never saw Weird Al Fat?
I heard his song. You said somebody about sent me the video. I've never seen a Weird Al video.
Really? Oh, that was such a treat when MTV would have a Weird Al video.
Are they on YouTube?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You never saw Weird Al Fat?
No.
Oh, you get such a kick out of it. Because you remember the Bad video, right?
Yes.
He's got the black jumpsuit on. They're in the train station. It's mm-hmm. a gang fight, but it's really a dance.
Yeah.
It's a gang dance.
I love old Mike.
Yeah.
Weird Al Yankovic did that?
Weird Al Yankovic. And yes, he did. You think of Sam Jankovic, the old UM athletic director from the 80s?
I think I'm thinking of Ivana Jovanovic, tennis player.
All right. How would you guys like to know about the new food offerings at the Panthers games?
I'm down.
This is the stuff that interests me more than the gambling story. There are some new concession items. Panthers play tonight, right?
Yes, against the Penguins.
Are they home? No, they're in Pittsburgh. You couldn't remember the name. Oh, no, they are home. You couldn't remember the name of our arena. That one had a rug pull at the end for me because I thought he was trying to figure out what the Pittsburgh arena was. And then he said, the Ameren Bank Arena. Yeah, so they're back home tonight. You can hear the game here, by the way, on 104.3 WQAM. They have some new concession items at the Ameren Bank Arena. Section 119, barbecue ribs and barbecue chicken.
Bone ribs, boned ribs.
Boned ribs and boned chicken.
119, that sounds good to me.
Here's the problem, though. You have to eat that outside of the arena. I mean, the seating area. You'll have to stand at a table.
Why?
Right, because you don't want to go into your seat, have on your lap a half a slab of ribs or probably a quarter slab of ribs.
Yeah,
and because I see the picture, it comes with a little piece of sweet corn and coleslaw, baked beans.
Put it in your lap.
You can't enjoy it that way. Like
yes, you can. You pick up one rib at a time. You eat it like a corn on the cob.
But you're watching the game, and then what if they score and you want to stand up and cheer?
There's a plate in your lap. You pick it up and you put one hand.
But I got one hand holding the rib.
You think Chuck cares if you have two or one hand up?
I just think it doesn't work at an arena format. Unless you're going to have it, you know, if you're going to the game and you're getting there at 6 o'clock, puck drops at 7, and you want to stand with some friends at one of the circular tables, the little high tops, and do it that way. But I don't think in your seat you can do that.
It's impossible because, first of all, to gnaw on ribs, to eat ribs, you mentioned it. You eat one rib. There's a lot of time in between rib eating.
Right.
In a frozen place.
Yeah, good point.
By the time you get to the final rib.
Ribsicle.
That thing's basically frozen.
Yeah.
How long does it take you to eat a rib?
I probably average 12 minutes per rib. So a slab takes me a good 2 hours.
You like to really get in there, right?
I want to make sure there is nothing left but marrow.
So I have to eat the rib, and then I have to have a spoon to eat the beans?
Right. That's the whole thing. Again, I'm not bleeping on this because I think it's a good concession item. But you can't bring it in. Hey, you gotta have napkins. This is a whole thing.
You have napkins for a hot dog and napkins for nachos.
Section 110, they have a prime rib carved sandwich now.
They've had the turkey
carved sandwich. Now they have a prime rib carved sandwich. At all Coca-Cola concession stands, they have hand rolled cinnamon sugar or salted pretzels. So I think you had to get a salted pretzel at certain concession stands before. Now, wherever you can get a Coca-Cola, you can also get a hand-rolled cinnamon sugar pretzel.
My favorite pretzel is the pepperoni pizza pretzels.
Oof.
Those are good.
Those are good.
Those are good.
I think the pretzel is the most underrated in-arena item or snack.
Interesting.
I'm not talking about meal. Mm. I'm talking about just like, you know, you pick up some candy, you pick up whatever at the Panthers game. The pretzel, people sleep on the pretzel. I'm a big pretzel guy. Sometimes I'll buy it at the Heat game.
I don't think people sleep on the pretzel, though. I think it's a very popular.
People go hot dog before they go pretzel. They'll go the little pizza box from Papa John's
pretzel. But those are meals.
Are they? It's more of a snack. It's not a big meal.
Well,
chicken tenders and fries is a meal.
Huh.
If you get
popcorn.
You don't choose pizza or pretzel.
Right. You would choose pretzel or popcorn.
Yeah.
Pretzel or peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't choose pizza or hot dog over pretzel.
But people go popcorn over pretzel. They go hot dog over pretzel. They go sometimes candy over pretzel. Mm. Cinnamon roasted pecans over pretzel.
Pretzel.
What is wrong with you?
Pretzel. What? You woke up Jimmy with your pretzel.
Pretzel.
Pretzel. And then sections 115 and 307 now have gluten-free chicken bites. So if you're watching, you're gluten.
Oh, now don't gluten. Leave gluten alone. Gluten ain't
trust
do nothing
me, you'll be on a gluten diet before you know it. You're the, you're the king of wacky diets. Trust me, gluten-free is very close to your future.
Have you heard about this collagen peptide? What?
No.
Oh, I'm going to get young. It's age reducing, not age holding, reducing.
Metabolic age?
No, I'm going to be a teenager here in about 3 months.
Oh, good luck. All right, we're all rooting for you. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
I'd like to run something by Channing Crowder because I'm very upset with Jimmy. I'm very upset with Hawk about something.
I got you, brother.
And here's the deal. Jimmy parks like a jackass every day in our parking lot here at the El Portal.
Not Citadel. True.
And very true. Jimmy parks on the line every time. And I sent a picture 2 days ago to our group chat, and I said, Jimmy, what the hell? It's the only parking spot available at a high traffic time around noon, and I've got to really try to get into my spot now because Jimmy's entire tire is on the line. Today, Hawk sends us a picture of his parking. He claims I'm a parking Nazi, and he says, Solana, F off. And he parked on the line. And I thought it was for the bit.
Well, no, it was not intentional. I parked, thought I was between the lines, wasn't, noticed it, took a picture, came upstairs.
Why didn't you move?
Why would I?
Courtesy.
Nah, I'm fine.
I hate that. Park, because if you park crooked, then the next person has to park crooked, and everybody's crooked.
Oh, everything was
fine. We need some structure in this world.
Everything was fine.
It's not hard. Park in between the lines. Well, don't do that because your license plate is visible.
All right.
That's why I didn't get the picture. But, I mean, we're not just talking about a little tiny sliver.
I saw the picture over.
His tire is in the middle of the two lines of the square.
Well, Jimmy drives sitting on a phone book, so I can see him, but.
Hawk. How do you think I drive,
and they
man?
Have the bumper line, the two lines, the bumper lines.
It's got two lines. He's in between both.
Yeah, I think you're supposed to line it up in between the lines.
That is the door space.
No, no, no. That's in between. Get in between Hawk. One of the lines.
But what about the line on the other side?
Huh?
That's ridiculous, Hawk.
What are you talking about?
It's embarrassing.
That's ridiculous. Fine.
It's embarrassing. Imagine somebody listens to the show, sees him getting into his car, and he parked that way.
Pour some Coke on his hood. He'll stop.
I've left people notes in the Citadel parking lot. I'm not even kidding. I couldn't get out of my driver's side door one time because people
fatty.
Like Hawk.
Fatty, hey.
because people like Hawk park like douchebags.
Yeah.
Fix yourself.
All right. Well, you park better. Yeah.
I agree. Park better.
Yeah.
Jimmy.
I parked fine today.
You know what I get caught doing? I won't just let the door fly open and slap the other car. But if it's closed, I'll lay my door on the car next to me to get out.
Sure. Oh, that's rude.
For sure.
Sometimes people are inside. Then they want to give you that ugly look out the driver's side. But
yeah, that's rude.
Not broom, just.
Don't touch your door to another person's
just
car.
Just a light lay. Not even a tap, it's a lay.
Park better.
No.
Park better.
I love tap.
I park fine. I parked. I got out of my car. Came upstairs. It was delightful.
I have a huge truck right in the middle every time.
No chance.
Hawk, you drive a you have a truck, but it's a little leaky.
I can put it right between the two lines. That's what you're supposed to do.
You don't know how to drive. You've been
driving.
You know
how to kick a field goal? Boop. Put it right between the goalposts.
I know the rules.
Know how to
and
score
you know
a goal in hockey? Boop. Get it between the posts. Same thing with parking.
And you shanked that parking job.
No, I didn't. I'm not to the right side of the line. I'm between the lines.
No, oh, that's the bumper.
Nah, there's no bumper.
I'm going to pour Coke on this car. I'm running out to the parking lot.
Plus, he doesn't drive a truck. He drives it like a normal midsize SUV. I have the exact same type of car. it's so easy to put the car in the right place. I will tell you, some of the most awkward things that's ever happened to me. Kid, I'm parked in my car at the gym. I'm waiting to go in. I'm listening to Joe in the morning for a segment. And a dad parks right next to me with enough space. Kid in the passenger side opens up the door. And you could tell, late for school.
Bam.
Flings the door open, and it rips my door. And I look over. Obviously, I'm pissed, thinking it's some old dude or whatever. A little kid.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do in that situation?
Jump because that snap on the daddy.
No, you got to jump the kid.
Don't beat up the kid.
Oh, yeah.
You tell the daddy.
Nah, you wail on that kid.
Yeah, you can say something to the daddy.
Right, but what do I do? I mean, poor kid. Not his fault. He didn't know.
Well, it was his fault.
He doesn't know rules doesn't already. Know. He's going to jail.
He doesn't know if he opens a door that it might hit something next to him?
Nope. He didn't realize. I mean, he's late for school. I mean,
disregard for other people's property.
You were hanging out in school parking lots? Where was this?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No, the JCC has a school inside of it.
I'd like to get deeper into this story.
you sit in the parking lot, listen to Joe, and watch kids walk to school?
Why do you guys get so weird? Why?
It's such a bad habit. Because I know it's going to piss
That's
you
so
off.
Weird, man.
So you don't park in the gym parking lot? You park
the same parking lot, jackass. You guys always take it.
But this is
so
weird.
Uncomfortable.
But it's weird.
And so weird. It's not weird. This
you
is
went to the gym.
This is a community center.
Hold on.
Don't you go to the JCC? Don't you take your kids? Well, what's the difference?
So but I don't sit in the parking lot and watch kids walk into school.
I'm
weirdly,
not watching kids.
So you get
almost
in,
cursed.
You get in the car line.
I'm
with
not
the other
in the car
parents
line.
Dropping off kids, but you don't have a kid to drop off. You're just in the line.
Not in the car line. What? One big parking lot in front of a community center.
It's like
to the left. There's a school of all ages where my nephew goes, by the way, where I take him to school. Huh. To the right, entrance
like you,
to the gym.
Sounds like you have your explanation ready to go at a moment's notice when you get pulled over for
being
in the car line.
Let me get this straight.
Can I take Josh today?
let me get this straight.
You think we the car people- line is like what? Like the conveyor belt sushi place where you just kind of look for what you want?
Let me get this straight. We want people to stay in their car, especially people with a meter, stay in their car and listen to our segments. I'm doing that. Now I'm getting penalized for it.
I just heard that you were in the school parking lot looking at kids getting out of their cars. I took it wrong.
I apologize.
I took it wrong.
He hit his car. You have a good day.
I sentence you to 3 homework sessions at my house. I'm just teasing.
No. I don't like these jokes.
I'm teasing.
No. It's weird. It's not even funny.
It's weird to sit in a school parking lot.
But I'm not driving
out
to
you're
a random
not. We're
school
joking.
Parking.
There's a long parking lot over there.
We're joking.
Yeah. You can go to the other side.
It happened to be such a great possible radio segment, and you guys just can't hold back.
I know.
Huh?
I feel terrible about that. I'm glad you called me out on that, and I'll do better.
Okay.
No, I will. My radar is going to be up for that now. Yeah.
You can walk down that sidewalk right there by the gym. You can peek in the windows.
Stop it. He just told you that he doesn't like it.
You're the one who peed himself every single NFL game. You want to talk about weird? You peed yourself every single NFL
because
game.
Because I was focused.
Okay.
I know what you're focused on.
Ay.
You're done.
See what he gets. I'm done. I'm done.
You're done.
I'm done.
You brought up pee.
All right.
You need to leave because I think pickup line starts soon. It's a joke. That was the last one. That was it.
Oh, boy.
Jimmy, don't laugh at that. You're only encouraging me. All right, anything else in the headlines?
Okay.
They're dressing up for Halloween, Shalana.
Okay. Panthers tonight. At the Amerant Bank Arena. Mm-hmm.
What is the line tonight? Oh, there's Thursday Night Football tonight, too. OG's playing tonight.
He's starting on my fantasy team.
Chargers are 3-point favorites over the Vikings. Is it, what's that quarterback's name? J.J. McCarthy? Is he the quarterback?
No.
Is he starting?
Is he still hurt?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Let me see. Passing props. Oh, it's Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Let's see.
It's crazy. They wait for him to get back. They get rid of Sam Darnold, and he gets hurt again.
Aronde Gadsden over under on receiving yards.
48.
37.
41.5.
Over. He went 70 and 160 back-to-back games.
Don't you kind of, like, you can do that under the radar when no one's ready for you, when you're being tweeted and talked about all week long?
Yeah.
You don't think Brian Flores might have a little something up his sleeve for OG? I'm not letting Rook do that to my defense.
Oh, no, he'll get nowhere close to 100, but 6 targets, 40 yards, 7 yards a catch, that's not hard.
Panthers tonight, minus 200 favorites over the Penguins.
Any props on the Crosman?
Let's see here. Sidney Crosby. A goal is plus 170. Shots on goal over 2.5, plus 135. Oh, don't forget to get your rewards drop on the app. That's every Thursday afternoon. Opening mine right now.
All right, guys. Your weather. Oh, Messi signed an extension through 2028. Inter-Miami. Today's Thursday, right? Inter-Miami plays tomorrow. Playoff game. Best of 3 against Nashville. That'll be at Chase Stadium up in Fort Lauderdale.
They're the favorites, right, to win the whole thing?
Favorites to win the whole thing. I would imagine they're big favorites. They just won 5-2 against Nashville. They went 2-0 against Nashville in the regular season. I would imagine they're massive favorites tomorrow.
For the series?
For the series and tomorrow. And Messi to score a goal, I would imagine, is minus 200.
World Series starts tomorrow, too.
Yeah.
Let me see here. MLS. What is that? UEFA?
Not UEFA.
All right. Copa Libre?
Not Copa Libre.
Copa Libre.
How do I find MLS?
There's probably an MLS tab. That would be my guess.
How about you put it under the soccer tab, Hard Rock? You know I love you.
Just says soccer on there, huh?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not betting that. No nothing.
Yeah, but I like to hop on board for the playoffs. I don't see it anywhere.
Yeah, it's not up. U.S. men's national team plays tonight against Portugal. Or is that women's international friendly? Do you know, Jimmy? Just see it on the Hard Rock Bet app.
I'll look.
Okay. All right. Your weather in South Florida right now, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid-70s. That's brought to you by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. Back to you guys.
You are listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
I spend $250,000 a year on gluten.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jimmy, call Weird Al and ask him if it's funny.
On it.
He's 66 today. Weird Al Yankovic, 66 today. Hmm. You know who else is celebrating birthday today?
Who's that?
Doug Flutie. 63. Yeah. But metabolically, very much younger because, you know, he does those commercials with Frank Thomas eugenics?
Nugenics.
Nugenics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She'll like it, too.
It's so uncomfortable when he says
that's
that.
The weirdest part
of we should give that
too.
To DBJ. That's a funny line. Yeah, he's 63 today. Doug Flutie, another famous short quarterback who never said during a press conference, I can't see my receivers.
Why would you say that, son?
Well, why would you?
Silly.
Doesn't make any sense. Speaking of the Dolphins, David Furones, who covers the Dolphins, tweeted out the injury report. Mm-hmm. And he notes that Jaylen Waddle has popped up on the injury report dealing with something on both hamstrings and receiving rest. So the Dolphins injury report, Julian Hill, ankle, has not practiced yesterday or today. Elijah Campbell, limited in practice today. Jason Marshall Jr., limited yesterday and today. So Jaylen Waddle, fine yesterday. It says hamstrings, plural, slash rest. We get some veteran rest day.
A little sore, hopefully.
And, also on the injury list, but they had full practices today, Aaron Brewer, Storm Duck, Kenneth Grant, Jordan Phillips, Tua, he's on there with the thumb, and Dante Trader Jr., angles.
I'm about to say.
You know, some people listen, ankles, angles, angles.
Lad McConkey stole his ankles.
Michael Penix is on the injury report for the Falcons with a knee. He was limited yesterday and today. And just looking if there's anything on Bijan Robinson that's going to prevent him from doing whatever he wants to do. Do we know who the backup quarterback is for Sunday? Have they announced it?
Cousins.
No.
The Dolphins.
Yeah.
See, I'm not even used to the question of who's backing up.
When are they announcing? I guess game day?
No, yeah, it'll be at an hour and a half before game time, 90 minutes before. They release the actives, inactives, whoever the emergency third quarterback is, you'll know, which is how we found out this past week.
I know.
Nobody knew that Zach Wilson would be the emergency third quarterback. When he was, my initial thought was, oh, he got hurt.
Right, no, it was just competition. That's the weird spot to have competition in, though. Backup, because they're not taking many snaps anyway.
And it's unprecedented. We've all been covering sports for a long time. Nobody's having a week 8 backup quarterback competition.
Very rarely does the backup quarterback hierarchy change for no reason other than in week practice.
It doesn't.
Performance.
And the weirdest thing was that after the game, when they talked to Quinn Ewers. They said, hey, when'd you find out? When we got to the hotel, when we landed in Cleveland. So it wasn't even like a conversation that happened throughout the week in practice. And they asked him, you know, was practice any different? He said, no. My process was the same all week. So it's not even as if he took more reps with the starters because Tua was hurt, or, hey, he was elevated throughout the week and got to prepare as the backup. They just decided he's the backup today.
Saturday afternoon.
When they landed in Cleveland.
But again, I just think it's such a weird thing to fixate on. Like, if you're spiraling during the season, and even before the Cleveland game, they were spiraling. If you're spiraling, why are you even having a conversation about who's going to back up Tua? You know what I mean?
Like, to take your mind off the problem.
But why would that even be a conversation? Talk about something else, maybe more pressing.
Yes. Like Tua.
You saw that.
Maybe it's work with the starter on how to complete balls.
You saw when Mike McDaniel spoke to the media yesterday, he said, there's zero uncertainty with Tua on my conviction and belief in him.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone who thought, because I thought coming off the Cleveland game that maybe the most beneficial exercise would be to give Tua a week off. Again, I keep making this real clear. I'm not suggesting Tua loses the starting job. I'm suggesting he's been so bad the last two games that you give him a week off against Atlanta, and then because they're going to have a short week coming up after that. It's going to be Baltimore on Thursday night. So give him the week off. Maybe give him off the Thursday night.
But, Hawk, no. Hawk, a $250 million guy, you made the franchise. You're going to give him a little breather midseason to recalibrate? That sounds crazy, Hawk.
Did he not look like he needed to be recalibrated during that game?
Does he need something different than what's been going on? Yes, but to give him a 2-week breather to try to get back on his feet? This isn't – it's like if it was – if you
do
start a young
something,
guy – if this was Cam Ward and he looked just overwhelmed by the league. Hey, we're going to sit the young guy for a second. Let him watch some film. He wasn't ready. We're admitting it. Tua's in year six. He's been to a Pro Bowl. Now he needs a recalibration? It's crazy.
There's no chance Tua gets benched while McDaniel and Greer are in their current positions because Mike McDaniel's career is tied to Tua Tagovailoa right now, whether he wants it to be or not. He was brought here to fix Tua Tagovailoa, and we know he, I don't want to say campaigned, but he endorsed giving Tua Tagovailoa that contract. And Chris Greer can't afford for Tua to get benched for a seventh-round pick or for Zach Wilson because guess what? He's the one who signed the check to Tua Tagovailoa.
But what I'm suggesting is the way to fix him for yourself is to give him the week off. The way to fix him, it's rebooting your computer.
Yes.
Sometimes you got to shut it down, let it rest, unplug it from the wall even, and then start her back up.
I agree with you.
You think he'll have a short leash? How about a short leash on Sunday?
I don't think so. If he throws four interceptions, but I don't think one interception.
If he puts up another three QBR, if he's pacing for another three QBR.
If they're choked out in the first half of the game, there's no way they come out second half with another quarterback. They're going to give Tua a chance to come out and
I don't know about that.
If they want to do what you're saying, and I'm with you, sitting him down, letting him, you know, act like his thumb is hurt more than it is,
right.
And blame it on the thumb and let him get a recalibration. That's the only way you can do it. You can't come out and say, "Yeah, Tua's having a tough run. We're gonna put him on the shelf for a second."
If everyone notices that he's having a tough run, he is stinking up the joint. Why not just say, "You know what? For everyone's sake, we're gonna change it up a little bit. We'll go with Quinn Ewers or Zach Wills, whoever, for the second half, and then." We'll reassess things for Thursday night's game against Baltimore.
And this wouldn't happen. I wouldn't say it's a bad chance of happening. What if they go out there and they beat Baltimore?
It would be the greatest thing ever, right?
Now you finally found
what the answer
so
was.
So now you leave Quinn in?
Baltimore or Atlanta?
No, you lose to Atlanta. Things are going south. And so you go with a new quarterback for the Thursday night Baltimore game.
I don't think it matters because Baltimore, if they don't beat the Bears this upcoming weekend, I don't know if Lamar's going to end up playing or not. I think he is. They're just as bad as the Dolphins. They've only won one game. They're sitting right now 1-5. They'd be 1-6. The Dolphins would be 1-6. Hey, credit Quinn Ewers for winning a football game, but what does it mean? You beat another really bad team.
Oh, no. There is no context to victories this season with the Dolphins. There is none anymore. Every victory is celebrated like a great accomplishment. There is no diminishing a victory just because the team they're playing is bad, because they have lost to bad teams. So let's say
Tua, knock on wood, Tua gets hurt in the Atlanta game. They start Quinn Ewers and the Ravens. They're both 1-7 at the time?
1-6, yeah.
They're 1-6, because if they lose to the Falcons.
No. Ravens are 1-5. Dolphins are 1-5.
So they're both 1-6.
One and six.
They're up to 1-6. Yeah. Quinn Ewers puts them to 2-6.
And 2-7 for the Dolphins. 2-7.
You start Tua the next week because Quinn is 1-0 and Tua's 1-7.
I can't. Unless Tua has the next worst game he's ever had, which is hard to top this past Sunday, in Atlanta in a dome against the Falcons, I don't understand how you bench Tua. This season.
I don't think they'll bench him.
Another three QBR?
You can't bench him.
You're punishing him. I'm not kidding you. You're punishing him.
Player abuse, putting him out there, huh?
Yes. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. We'll get caught up on all the headlines, and there are a lot of them. Reminder, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame members Rush just announced their 50-something tour. We've got a chance for you and a guest to win a flyaway to see them at Madison Square Garden in New York City. Prize includes tickets to the show, round-trip airfare, and a two-night hotel stay. If you want to enter, go to WQAM.com. It is a national contest. Again, you can register to win right now at WQAM.com.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Everything that comes out of my mouth is generally wrong.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.